promised, we are joined by the GM of the Vegas Golden Knights. He was the NHL General Manager of the Year last season. Led Vegas to the Western Conference title last season. Vegas, second in the Pacific Division right now, and they've got a big one at home tonight against San Jose. George McPhee is my guest. George, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you.
Great to visit with you, George. All right, so the team beat the Rangers 4-2 on Tuesday night. That's your seventh straight game. Your win. It's a game against the Rangers, though, George, a team that had been struggling. So it might have been kind of easy for your guys to overlook them and look ahead to tonight's game against San Jose. That's not what they did. How'd you feel about the way your guys came out and took care of business?
Well, certainly happy with the win. Our coach has done a great job of keeping our guys focused. We've been playing really hard the last couple of months. We got off to a slow start, and we've been pretty effective lately. Certainly didn't want to look past the Rangers. They weren't playing well, and we didn't. And we're really looking forward to the game tonight because San Jose's they've played very well all season long. It's a real good team.
Vegas at home against San Jose tonight. George, Tuesday night was Marc-Andre Fleury's 429th career win, which means he's closing in on Jacques Plante for eighth all time. Obviously, some really elite company. What did you see in Fleury when you brought him in, and what has he meant to your organization?
Well, we thought a couple of things, Jim, that we our goaltending coach was confident enough to think that he could have him play better here than he was in Pittsburgh, that he could have him play the best hockey of his career here. And, you know, I guess we agree with him at this point because he's been stellar for us. We needed, you know, every team needs that kind of goaltending. But what we really liked was the other element that he brings, and that's the leadership. He's our hardest-working player. He's always available to the media. He's always available to the fans, has time for everyone, enjoys what he's doing, enjoys practicing, enjoys playing, and just loves the game and loves being around the people in the game. And it's been fantastic for the rest of our team to have that kind of leadership.
George McPhee joining us, no doubt. Now, you've dealt with some injuries and some roster challenges that were kind of tough at the start of the year, but you're 19-4-3 since the middle of November. What do you make of the role that the team is on right now and the way everybody has kind of rallied and taken on those challenges?
Well, you know, we got Nate Schmidt back. I think we're 8-11-1 without him, and he came back, and we've been real good since. And, you know, we had some other players out at the start of the year, Alex Tuck and Stastny missed 30 games, and we've been patching it together. We've hit another rough patch with injuries right now. We seem to lose a guy every game. We're down five players right now, but I guess it's the strength of our team. We've always found a way to play well. And so, again, it's a big one tonight. And, you know, we've got some guys that are ready to go, and we'll see what happens.
You know, what about that, George? It is a big one tonight. You've got San Jose in your place. Look, every single game is important, but when you look at how competitive it is at the top of the Pacific Division, does this one feel like it's got a little extra in it?
It does. You know, we're certainly we're aware of them. They're aware of us. We know they've been playing great all year. They know we've been coming on. And these are the kind of games that we all look forward to. You know, how do we measure up? How do they measure up? Coaches, managers, players, fans look forward to it.
George McPhee joining us. We're talking Vegas hockey. You know, George, it would have been easy for the year, after the year you had last year, for things to maybe fall apart this year. And I say that because you look at teams historically that make a deep playoff run. You're no longer sneaking up on anybody. Now you've got a target on your back. How did you go about preparing for that challenge?
Well, as you know, when you get to the finals, everybody plays you harder the next year. And if you can match the intensity, it's actually good for your team because you develop more. It wasn't an easy summer for us. We had three free agents that moved on, and we had to replace those positions. And we did with Stastny and Holden and the big trade for Pacioretty. And they've been good for us. So, you know, we did, you know, the best we could, and we had, you know, kept our fingers crossed, and it's worked out so far. And we were, you know, trying to, in terms of being better and meeting the challenge this year, we were looking for growth from within. from a Nate Schmidt, from an Alex Tuck, from a Shea Theodore, from all of these young guys, you know, how much more can you grow? How much better can you be? And we've had a lot of players, especially on our fourth line, with a not-so-young player in Ryan Reeves. He's got 8 goals for us, and Carrier's got 8 goals for us. So we've had a lot of guys grow in different ways for us, and sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is right under your nose. You just have to give it a chance.
George McPhee joining us, Vegas Golden Knights GM. Clearly, you've got a vision and a philosophy. And one of the things you've talked about is what, as opposed to when, as is the focus is on the what, winning the Stanley Cup, but not when you win the Stanley Cup. Can you lay that out for me? What do you mean by that? And then how does that impact your approach on day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
Well, actually, took that philosophy from Warren Buffett, who was talking about timing the market. You can't time the market, when to get in, when to get out. You know, he said all you can do is buy good stocks, and that ultimately, you know, if they're good fundamentally, if it's a good company, it's going to do well. And so I sort of had the same philosophy. We'll just focus on what we're doing and try to do the best things we can in every single department in this company and every decision that we make, and it'll, you know, we'll be a good team. And if you can consistently be a good team, one of those days you sort of knock the door down and you win a cup. And so that's how we've approached it, and we'll continue to approach it.
Yeah, of course, why wouldn't you take philosophy like that from Warren Buffett?
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's not bad, right? He's not bad, George. I wonder about this. Have you ever taken any ideas or any philosophy from an equally impressive guy, Grant Napier? Big friend of the jungle. I know the two of you were roommates in Bowling Green. Grant likes to say that the two of you are best friends. He wants to make sure that you know that he's going to send you a banana shake for coming through the jungle. About Napes. Have you ever ripped any of his philosophies?
Well, I'm glad you brought his name up, because I know you've been a great friend to him, and you've had him doing your show, and I know he was thrilled when that first started happening. And he has been one of my very best friends for a lifetime. We met in college. We still correspond. We still talk regularly. And I think the world of him. He's a really good man, and I'm glad you gave him a chance with your show. And These are the simple pleasures in life, having friends like that.
Man, it's so great. It's so great to have friends. You go through a time like that, and you remember what it was like when you got your start. George, what's the story behind the banana shake?
it's a long story, and it was always a reward between the two of us when someone did something well. We'd go get a banana shake.
George McPhee, you can leave it at that. Listen, the wild thing about this, George, I mean, Grant is a pro's pro. You're a pro's pro. I like to think that I'm a pro's pro, but some really weird things happen on this show on occasion. As an example, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but if you've got 1 minute for a quick story. So Grant comes in and he approaches this thing the way he does everything. He's locked, he's loaded, he's prepared. And then one of our most famous callers ever, Brad in Corona, calls Grant and does this to him.
I mean, I'm not saying you're ugly, Grant. I'm just saying I feel sorry for the makeup people at CBS this morning. You're probably not the best canvas for an artist to paint on, if you know what I mean. These people are literally putting lipstick on a pig when you walk into the studio, Grant. Thoughts and prayers of the makeup team at CBS. Best case scenario, guys, is when you're done with him, he looks like what would happen if Ron Howard got a bunch of Botox. So this is pretty much as good as it gets. How did you land this beautiful woman, Grant? You must have $10 million in a crank the size of that microphone you're talking
to. George, can you imagine?
That's some serious abuse. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to be nice. I could be a little nicer next time around.
Wow, it does not cost you anything to be nice. That's great. George, one last thought. Listen, Tuesday's win brought you, and I appreciate you playing along, 15-3-3 at home with that win. So there may be a day when I have somebody or anybody from your organization on and not talk about the fan support that you get. But today is not that day. That was a sport that was not supposed to be successful in Vegas. And not only has it been a success, your fan base is the envy of pretty much every other team in pro sports. Does it feel normal now, or does it still feel special?
Oh, it still feels special. Every one of our games feels like an event, feels like a playoff game. It's not just a hockey game. It's the place to be. We do lots of neat things in the arena. My favorite is the showgirls behind the glass when the other team's trying to warm up. It's a nice distraction for them. But no, it doesn't feel normal. And I was just yesterday, we're in our practice facility looking out on the ice, and hundreds of boys and girls over the last, last night for 2 or 3 hours out there playing hockey. Like all these little kids running around playing hockey. You know, I couldn't have imagined that a year and a half ago. It was sort of build it and they will come. Well, we built it, and I think we've done a real good job at the franchise in a lot of different ways. And to see all these young boys and girls playing and see all the adult leagues we have and all the excitement in Vegas, and one day we're going to have a young boy or girl playing in the NHL, and because it started here a year and a half ago.
No doubt. I remember when hockey came to Southern California, well, when 99 came to Southern California, and there was much that same feel, but not like what you have in Vegas, for sure. Vegas Golden Knights GM George McPhee joining us. He was the NHL GM of the season last year, and they've got a big game at home tonight against San Jose. George, so good to have you back. I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. All the best.
You too, George. All the best. And he makes a great point. It does not cost anything to be nice. Remember that. It does not cost anything to be nice. I love that story. Not the one about Brad, but the one about Grant. Well, the one about Brad, of course. Grant Napier is such a pro. There's a reason why I have him come in. We don't just turn this over to anybody. And for those of you who don't really appreciate who that guy is, Grant, what he's accomplished in the business, you have no idea what he does to come into this studio to do this show. The sort of things that he's got to jump through and over, the scheduling that he's got to change up. This guy goes hard. He does everything he possibly can to get here to do that show for me because he's got his own schedule that's everybody's hectic as mine, and probably more so, and still finds a way to get it done. I love that he and George McPhee go way back and are still boys.